Racism is still with us and continues to raise its ugly head with daily resonance in several societies.
That's what Navi Pillay, the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, told the gathering in Geneva on Wednesday to commemorate the International Day for the Elimination of Racial Discrimination. She explained why this year's theme is racism and conflict.
Racism and xenophobia have created chasms in societies and oftentimes provide, propel, and perpetuate narratives that propagate and sustain conflict.
Ms. Pillay, who served as a judge in the trials of people who participated in the 1994 genocide in Rwanda, said that racism and intolerance are often at the root of conflict. She said human rights violations that take place during conflict are a manifestation of racial and ethnic discriminatory policies and practices.
Racial and ethnic groups are sometimes stigmatized and targeted, resulting in war crimes, crimes against humanity, or even genocide. I know firsthand, as a former international judge, how the dissemination of hate messages lead to massacres, brutality, systematic rape and sexual violence, and eventually genocide, as was the case in Rwanda.
Veteran American civil rights leader Jesse Jackson stressed the need to end racism and racial discrimination.
Let's try something too often untried. Let's try love. Let's try sharing. Let's try caring. Let's try one set of rules. Let's try hope. Let's try beating our swords in the plowshares and spears in the pruning hooks and study war no more. We tried one racism and it's failing. Let's give love and peace a chance. Not simply as poetry, but as its lifestyle and government practice.
Reverend Jesse Jackson said racism is impractical and blurs one's vision of another person's potential and genius. Charles Appel, United Nations.